I remain amazed that my arm is completely cured. I remain annoyed that my neck feels so weird. Now there's like a weird lump, I think, where stitches are underneath it or something. But I see the doctor this week, and hopefully he'll take a look and say everything is good. But yeah, it's amazing that, you know, you believe them when they say that they can cure your arm by going into your neck, but you also don't believe them. So it's pretty cool that it worked. Anyway, it's a big day because I have major updates to my app, Lex.Games. Let's talk about it. Yay!
Your daily Lex.
I think those of us who play games on our phones have our go-to games that we play a lot. And I know I do. And it goes in waves sometimes about what I'm playing. I still play a ton of Balatro, but I really prefer playing that on my iPad versus my iPhone. And on my iPhone, I go through different phases. I had been doing a lot of a solitaire game, and there's a billiards game that I go back to a bunch. But I kept finding myself launching a Cryptograms app, an app that hasn't been updated in a bajillion years. And if you're not familiar with cryptogram puzzles, they are letter cipher puzzles. So you've got some kind of sentence, quotation, quote, quip, whatever. And all the letters in it are substituted for different letters from the alphabet. And your job is to crack it. And at first, when you look at these puzzles, they can seem like impossible. But then you notice so many patterns. Like if there's a single letter words, they're going to be one of two things almost all the time, right? They're either going to be I or A in 99.something% of the times you're playing. When you see certain three-letter word combos, you can start to recognize what the will be, especially if the puzzle also contains the word that. You can see, oh, if I put this T and H here, then they show up in what could be a three-letter the and a four-letter that. And you start to figure out all these different patterns. You know what and is going to look like and where it'll show up in sentences and that sort of thing. I love these puzzles. I love them. I really love doing them on you know, technological devices like an iPhone versus on paper, because they can automatically fill in all the other ones for you and you can quickly change them, right? So if I'm thinking, hey, every D in this puzzle is T and I type it in one spot and then it shows up in all the spots, fantastic. I was like, man, this app hasn't been updated in forever. And I love word games and I have a word game app. And that's, my friends, when all the things clicked. And I decided I'm going to add Cryptograms to Lex.Games. And a couple weeks later, there it is. So I released it today. Officially, I mean, it came out last night, but I officially released it today. And I'm excited about it. I think that the cryptograms are probably the most fun thing in the app. As always, I struggled with how do you charge for it? Like, what do I do so that the app can keep making money, which makes it more viable? So right now it's free to play for everybody, except free users can only play puzzles every other day. And paying users can play puzzles every day. Paying users also get what I call Cryptograms Rando, where I imported, you know, a variety of different databases of just random quotations, some of which are hilarious, some of which are incredibly depressing, some of which make no sense, but it's okay. It's like 29,000 or so quotes. The ones that I wrote, though, I had a lot of fun with. Many of them were puns. Most of them were puns or jokes or just dumb things. And it was a lot of fun writing those. I've written a couple hundred of them so far, and it took maybe an hour total to write those. And I'm thinking about other things I can do with cryptograms and iOS, because I had a lot of fun making that one and I really enjoy the puzzle. So if you haven't checked out Lex.Games in a while, you should, especially if you've already had it and liked it and played it in the past, because other updates include it's better on the iPad, it has more keyboard support and more games, issues that people had with letter opener and their scores afterwards are improved. You can reorder the home screen if you want. And there's other stuff too. Oh, people like the jingles in that game, you know, the backing track of music or the You Did It jingle. But the You Did It jingle would also pause other audio you were listening to and then not unpause it, which was super annoying. And I finally fixed that. So yeah, a bunch of updates and it's free, or you can pay and get more stuff. So go to lex.games/app or search your local neighborhood iOS app store for Lex.Games. It is hilarious. The work to players ratio. You know, a couple thousand people play my puzzles each day. Not all of them on the phone, some of them on the web, and cryptograms are on the web as well. But it is funny to think about, boy, you spend all this time and effort, and then like, you could in theory count the individuals who use it. Anyway, I'm happy to do it though, because it's fun for me. And I have various friends and strangers who really like cryptograms, and they've written out to me. Did I say they've written out to me? They've reached out to me. My son Liam loves these cryptograms. He was a beta tester and he like really enjoys doing them, which is cool. Anyway, I think that's all I got. If you're into Yom Kippur, I hope you have a great, meaningful, exciting Yom Kippur tomorrow. And I'll be back with you sometime soon, but who knows exactly when. Hopefully by then the extreme annoyance in my neck will go away, and millions of people will be playing Lex.Games Crypto Games every day. I think that's a reasonable goal. Let's go for that. Millions. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Lex.